And now let's switch gears completely and bring in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, to talk pasta. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jeremy.
And pasta is one of those things that we turn to when we're in a hurry, but sometimes you just run out of ideas.
Yeah, today we're going to focus on that scenario we've all been in, where you get home from work late, you're exhausted, there's nothing in the refrigerator. How do you whip up a really quick sauce that has very few ingredients, but has a whole lot of flavor?
And you tried to do it with five ingredients or less.
Kind of, yeah. We're not including salt, pepper, the olive oil that most of these sauces are cooked in, the water that you boil the pasta in, or the grated Parmigiano-Reggiano that you hopefully sprinkle on the top. So we'll call it five-ish ingredients.
Five-ish ingredients. And what
gives me a little leeway.
So what are some of the ideas?
So you have what? The roasted cauliflower dish there,
yeah,
with the toasted breadcrumbs and pine nuts.
I'm going to take a bite right now while you tell me all about it.
So at first, a lot of people say, what? This sounds kind of like an odd combination, but it is delicious. You take a head of cauliflower, you cut it into small florets, and you roast it with some garlic and olive oil and salt and pepper. And roasted cauliflower gets very sweet. It develops a beautiful golden brown color. And then what you do is you add some panko or breadcrumbs to your roasting pan and some pine nuts. And you add just a tiny bit of butter on top of the breadcrumbs. And you roast them for about 5 minutes till they get toasty and golden brown. And then you toss all of this with a half a pound of linguine or penne, really whatever shape you like. What do you think?
I think it's delicious. And by the way,
isn't
it's here
great?
With penne, which is one of my favorites.
Penne is a big favorite and something I always have in my pantry. But the breadcrumbs, you find this a lot in Sicily and other parts of Italy. It gives you this crunch and it has a toasted flavor. And I love the way it pairs with the almost butteriness of the cauliflower. So that has been a big winner in my house.
Okay. And right next to it here in front of me is another pasta that you came up with that involves sausage and broccolini.
Correct. So for this dish, you can use broccoli rabe, which is a slightly bitter type of broccoli. It's got a long stem, or broccolini, which also has a long stem, which is a cross between broccoli and Chinese broccoli. Not quite as strong a flavor as regular broccoli. Really delicious in this pasta dish. So here you cut up an Italian sausage. It could be sweet or spicy. And you saute that, a little olive oil, a little bit of garlic, and then you add this broccolini. If you're using broccoli rabe, you want to dunk it into boiling water first, and then chill it, dry it, and then chop it up and throw it into the sauce, because broccoli rabe has a bitterness that's very pleasing if you first dip it into the boiling water, and can be quite strong if you skip that step. In terms of the shapes, there's all kinds of rules that go with what sauce you pair with what type of shape, but I think this sauce works well with anything that you like.
You know,
total main course.
What else this reminds me of is sometimes when you're just making pasta for dinner and you want to do it quickly, you think that you need a big, heavy sauce with it, like a tomato sauce or pesto or something like that. This is a reminder that sometimes it's the things that will go with the pasta with very little sauce, maybe just some olive oil, that can make just as delicious a pasta as if you're covering it in tomato sauce.
Absolutely. So both the sauces we've talked about so far are not super wet, moist sauces.
Right.
They're more about highlighting the ingredients. The pasta really shines, and you add a little bit of the pasta water just to have some of that moistness. Adding the water from the pot that you're cooking the pasta in adds a bit of starch to the sauce, and it's a great addition to any pasta sauce because it's a natural thickener, and it also helps the sauce coat the pasta better after you've cooked it. But tomato sauce is huge. It's everywhere. People love it. So instead of the same old, I went into my pantry and I found a really nice can of Italian crushed tomatoes. And I put together a very simple sauce. This is called a puttanesca, where you add anchovies and a bit of the oil from the tin, fresh basil, and capers. If you wanted to add six ingredients and really go nuts, you could add a pinch of crushed red pepper flakes to make it even spicier. But this is like a big, bold, loudly flavored tomato sauce that I adore.
And a reminder that people with no carb diets have been harmed in the making of this radio segment. Kathy Gunst, our resident chef.
So glad you pointed that out.
Yes. And we'll put the recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And last night I made one of my favorites, linguine with butter, sautéed smoked salmon, and capers. Mmm.